We left off on Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Agarata. The Gemara tells that people used to have expressions, and Rav Yehuda, who was a Shmuel, told Rav Yehuda there's a mocker in Tanakh for these expressions. We're on the fourth, I think we're on the fourth white line. Yeah, the fourth white line. Ud Habikama B'Yozel, fellow always used to say, Tuvei, it's the praises of a person, the Shama V'Adish. He listens to his people insult him and he doesn't take it seriously. Chafua Bishtei Meya. 100 tragedies will, he'll account 100 tragedies and it won't affect him. If a person doesn't take it to heart, then people hurt his feelings. Amalishmul Rab Yudah, Kroksiv, Amokim in the Pasik. That Pasik in Mishnah. Then there was another fellow had an expression. Who there was a Jew who had a comment. Habi the Kama Yozel used to always say, "Atarti plus ganver loy miktol." They don't hang the ganav because he stole two or three times. If he steals four times, then they get him. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yudah, "It's a mocker in the paskar." Masha mashloshi pisav al abar lo yashiven. If they would have only done three averes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not punish them. Now they did four averes, he will punish them. Then all of the memories are like that. Another fellow had an expression he always used to say, he was fond of saying, Shev Beire Lishalmana, seven Beires for the man of peace and he won't fall in. And one bar for the evil person, he's going to fall into the one bar. So Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a mocker in Lavi for that. And Mishlei, Kishev Yipol Tzadik Vekom, Rashi Yipol Bachas. They point out on the side, that's not the Loshin and the Pasik, but that's the gist of it. Rashi Yipol Bachas.
Doesn't that mean that he actually did
the Aver? Shev Yipol
Tzadik? He'll do the Aver 7 times on the Tshuva.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I already explained on this. Ablaz ben Asher Rabbi Yosef Aglili says Asa Livtzoya. Why Asa Livtzoya? He holds what he mean. A psak of a pshor is a psak of b'fnim mishuras adin. There's an ethic that's higher than the ethic of the Torah. If the Torah says this is the psak, so that's the psak. That's the Yosher. And we don't pass them like that. We pass them that there is a concept of a psaka with b'fnim mishuras adin, not the way it says in the Chumash, that there is a concept of paskin and yosher against what it says in the Chumash. The Chumash is not yoshedik. So where were the dayanim going to get this from? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that the Malach teaches, that the Gemara has an agadat in Maseches Nida, that the Malach teaches every little Jewish baby before they're born, kolat harukula. And then he slaps the baby before he's born. He forgets everything. So why does he engage in such an act of futility to teach the baby Kol HaTarukula? He's going to make him wait. Why is he wasting his time? He's going to make him forget everything. But apparently something does remain. So what does remain? So ingrained in our mind are Torahdik ideas. Even if we don't know the Psukim. Here, these people, the whole series of Agarat, these were Jewish people and they had Pitgamim. They had expressions, and they didn't realize that the expressions were based on Pesukim and Tanakh. This was ingrained in their in the way of thinking from before they were born. So that attitude that's ingrained, all the attitudes that are ingrained within our way of thinking, by the Malach teaching us Kol HaTerekula, that's what gives us the ability to come up with a Pesach of Yosher, Lifnei Meshuras HaDin. In the Chumash it has one din, and we can come up with an idea of Lifnei Meshuras HaDin. more ethical than what it says in the Torah. You have to know how to learn to know whether it's more ethical or it's not more ethical. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this whole agarata is a hemshech from the whole institution of pshara. That we don't accept our laws of Anoshah B'Yisagli. We hold, and not only do we say it's mutter to do pshara, we say it's a mitzvah to recommend. The top line, mitzvah lememhu, it's a mitzvah to give them the option. But that's based on this assumption that a Jewish person has ingrained in his mind Kol HaTerekula attitudes and so on, as opposed to a non-Jew. The non-Jews don't have that, but the non-Jews, they believe in tabula rasa. When the baby's born, his mind is blank. It's a blank tablet. And based on what the parents teach him, based on what he hears in school, and based on what he hears from other people, So he formulates his opinion. But not that he has something, not that he has preconceived notions that are with him already before he even hears it from anybody else. So this is true by the Umas Olam. That is true. We believe it's Tabula Rasa. But by the Jews, it's not so. The Rambam has the famous comment in the end of Perek Beis in Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam quotes the Gemara from Cheskes Abatim that if the halacha says that the husband has to give his wife a get, so sometimes the halacha says the Beis Din has a right to be koifer. Not always. Sometimes the Beis Din has a right to be koifer. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara's kasha. How can the Beis Din be makan also? They beat him up until he says I do want. He doesn't. He refuses to give a get. So they keep on beating him up until he finally says Roitzani. What does it help Roitzani? But it's not true. He doesn't want it. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara and he elaborates on it. The Gemara doesn't say as much. The Rambam explains it better than it is in the Gemara. So the Rambam says deep down in his heart he really does want to give the get. Because every Jewish person wants to do all of the mitzvahs. It's only a pseudo-personality that's pulling him to do averis, not to listen to the Chachamim. So then when they beat him up, he finally says, Roitzani, he's really telling the truth. The true Ani really does want to. So that's what we assume, that there's a difference between a Nochri and a Yehudi. A Yehudi has this implanted within his mind because the Malach teaches Kala Tara Kula before every person is born.
You said earlier in the year that possibly that a Pshara, you could find some sort of a Torah, I guess, by Pshara. If it's such a ridiculous Pshara, then it could be undone. So, but if, according to the Rav, any logic that you come up with regarding Pshara is a Chepta Torah.
No, not any logic. No, sometimes you have a Beis Din gives a psak, it's kakai, toy b'dvar mishnah. So I made a mistake. Every Jewish dayan is supposed to know how to learn, is supposed to be able to figure out what the din is. Sometimes they don't figure it out for various reasons. They didn't do enough homework, they didn't study enough. But the same thing with Pshara. How do we have the ability to come up with an ethical concept that's higher than what it says in the Chumash? That's because the Malach taught us Kol HaTorah, but we don't always succeed in doing that. So some, just like the Dayanim can make a mistake in a Beis Din, in a Din Torah of Din, they can make a mistake in a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. So a Beis Din for Pshara can make a mistake also that's obviously so incorrect.
But if there's Yosher independent of the Torah, then why would the Malach teaching Kol HaTorah, the Torah to the kid help? There's something independent.
You know everything, no. Based on Psukim Mishleh, based on Psukim and other. If you take Kol HaTorah Kula, so you'll see that there's a in Tanakh there's a system of Lefnim Yishuras. What it says in Mishpatim is the din, and there's room for Lefnim Yishuras Adin. But it's all within the Torah. It's not. It doesn't necessarily correspond to Parshas Mishpatim. But it's the ideas of Yosheva there in Tanakh.
Is it Ger included in all this?
We assume that the Ger. The Gemara has an expression. Ger shen is gayer katan shenol adomi. So the Gemara has a very application. The Gemara all it means is that he's not related to min hatori. He's allowed to marry his own sister. With the Rabbana, we don't permit him. That's later on a discussion in Tosfos and Arba Mises. Tosfos shows there are two different reasons why mid the Rabbana we don't allow min hatori and mid the Rabbana. The Ger can testify with his brother. There isn't even a Gzera mid the Rabbana there because when you give edus. The Eidus always has to be Bifnei Beis Din. So there's no chashash of any Balabata making a mistake. Beis Din knows Gershon is Gar Katan Shanel Adami. So the Gemara only has Gershon is Gar Katan Shanel Adami, but a Ger to Yerusha, that the Ger doesn't Yarshin his previous relatives, but a Ger to Kroivim Sulam La Eidus, that the Kosher even with the Rabban, and a Ger to Arayas, the table of forbidden marriages based on relatives. The Gemara doesn't say Katan Shanel Adami, but a Ger to anything else. But the Zohar uses this melitza, cotton shenol adam, just like when a baby is born, he's given a neshama. So the gershon is gayer, loses his old neshama, and he's given a new neshama. The new neshama is one that was imbued with it, with Torah as well. The Beis Din has a right to be koy for the ger also if he does want to give his wife a get, because we assume he also has deep down in his heart such a desire to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah, not just those who stood at Har Sinai. Not just those who are harassed by the Dosa Mikdusha that the Malach taught him while he was in his mother's womb. Somehow the Zohar says that we give people who study Tanya. So on the first page, Tanya speaks about the distinction. Tanya is a book on Jewish philosophy written by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. The one who died last was the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote this Sefer Tanya. So on the first page, he talks about the difference. The material that the Neshama is made from is different. Neshama of a Nachri is is one kind of material. The neshama of a Jew is mitafas kisi hakavod. It's a different neshama. So people who study the first page in the Tanya, that's the question they ask. What about a ger? So those who teach Tanya, they say there's a passage in the Zohar that the ger loses the old neshama, cut and shenol adam. Just like when a baby is born, he's given a new neshama. So the ger is given a new neshama as well. That's not what it means in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it's not to be taken literally, but the Zohar said that's included in that.
Let's say you'd be sitting on the. If you give the case that a pshara for a basin, so a basin of Jews, and they come up with a pshara, you could also give the same case to a non-Jew, you know, to a non-Jew, and let's say he's a thinking person, he'll come up with the same exact pshara.
Could well be.
So what's the point of the what the Rav says then?
How do we have the chutzpah to say that we can come up with a concept of yosher that's higher than what it says in the Torah? So he said, no, this is also what it says in the Torah. The concept of yosher is from Tanakh, and the Malach ingrains it in our souls before we're born. So when Jewish people think that they think this is yosher, and it contradicts what it says in Mishpatim, it's not a contradiction. That's the din, and this is the din. Yeah?
Malach doesn't teach the
Sheva We're assuming that not. The Gemara never says. We assume the Malach only teaches the Jewish Ubrim, Kolat Torah Ubrim. I don't think there's a passage that says he teaches the Sheva Mitzvahs. I don't think so. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara is quoting, all of these comments that people used to say. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kamer, Rosh Yipol Bachas. What else, the next one? The fellow always used to was fond of saying the following, the Ozom of Beidino, Shokal Glima, if someone walks out of a Din Torah, there was Reuven Hashem and had a Din Torah, and they took the shirt off of my back. So he said that this comment he made was, Lizma Zemer V'Leizel B'Yurcha. The fellow should sing a tune as he's walking around bare-chested, because they took his clothing to pay the other guy that he owes the money. He should sing a tune and he should dance. Why should he dance? The one who won the Din Torah, the one who loses the Din Torah is not going to be had, not going to be Bob Bisham. The answer is no. He should be happy that he's now no longer in violation of Lysigzel. He gave the money to the rightful owner, and he should be happy even though he's going around bare chested. He doesn't have a shirt anymore. That what?
Beged
Elyon. Okay. Yeah, Beged Elyon, because there's a din in the Gemara that there's a din when Hegdish comes to collect, when a person owes money, so there's a din of Mesadrin. You don't take everything from the guy. You don't take the shirt off of his back. You lead him with a little bit. So the Gemara in Bab Mitzia has a machlokes where the Mesadrin Lebal Chayv is not only that the Gizbar of Hegdish doesn't take the shirt off his back, but does it even apply when a bezin shalmata, when a bezin is a din Torah ben Adamach there? So most of the Rishonim Paskin Mesadrin Lebal Chayv. You leave the person one suit for Shabbos and one suit for the weekdays, and he needs an automobile to get to work, and you leave him a bed to sleep in. You don't leave him extra couches, you don't leave him extra things. You leave him the basics that he needs. Most of the Rishonim Paskin Mesadrin Lebal Chayv. There are Ben and Tam Paskins. Hey, Mesadrin Lebal Chayv. That's what they used to ask, like a riddle. They used to ask, when the Bezdin collects money from someone and they're taking everything away, do they have the right to take away his Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam? Because Hasidish guy has Tefillin D'Rashi and Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam. So the answer is supposed to be, question whether it's correct, the answer is supposed to be, well, Miman of Shach, D'Rabbeinu Tam holds a Mesadrin. You take away his underwear, you take away everything, he walks away naked. And if you don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, you hold Mesadrin, so you don't hold from Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam. So that's not necessarily correct. It's not that either you accept nothing the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't accept everything the Rabbeinu Tam, and we don't accept nothing. Some of the things Rabbeinu Tam said we accept, other things we don't accept. We always follow the consensus. So Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam is a concept in Shulchan Aruch. There is such a Midas Chasidus. The word Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam is based on a Zohar, the word Tefillin D'Rabbeinu Tam. And Mesadrin L'Balchoy, Rabbeinu Tam is outvoted. We paskin, yes, Mesadrin L'Balchoy. You don't take everything. So the next one had another comment that the woman is lazy. So she has this big basket on top of her head with the knitting in it. So if she's lazy, she falls asleep, so the basket is going to fall down. So that's a mocker in Tanakh, also in Kohelis. Batzal Tam Yimach HaMakorah. If a person is lazy, so the ceiling will will cave in. He's lazy. He's not going to try to fix the ceiling. A hole over here and it's leaking over this. Like he says, I'll take care of tomorrow. Tomorrow. He leaves everything for tomorrow and the whole ceiling is going to collapse because he doesn't fix it when it's necessary. So that's the same thing when the woman is lazy and she falls asleep. So the whole basket on her head with all of the knitting is going to fall. She's going to lean over. It's all going to fall down. Then the other one had an expression. Fine. Everything is based on Pesukim and Tanakh. Another fellow used to always be fond of saying, when I was madly in love with my wife, Kirichimten Havi Aziza, when our love was very strong and fierce, a pusid disapsira shechivan, the two of us can sleep together on the edge of a sword. The edge of a sword, how thick is it? How wide is it? An eighth of an inch? How wide is the edge of a sword? If you really love the other person, you can live in peace. Hashta, but now, he's married already so many years. The loy aziza rechimten is not so madly in love with his wife. Even a bed that's 60 garmidi, a garmidi is what, 60 amas or 60 tvachim? What is garmidi? 60 amas. Even a bed that's 60 amas wine, lo sagilon. There's no shalom bayis. If they're not madly in love, no shalom bayis, they're not going to get along, even if the bed, they can't sleep in the same bed, even if it's 60 amas wine. So he said, that's also based on a pasuk. Amar Avune, this is not Rab Shmuel telling Rab Yudit, isn't that Rab Huna? So it's also based on the pasuk. Great Sivi. Very correct Sivi. When the Rabban Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim and he told us to make a Mishkan, it says, we should make V'nati L'chasham V'dibarti Itcham V'ala Kaporis V'tanya. How tall was the Oren? The Oren was 9 Tvachim tall, because it says in the Chumash, Amo V'chetzi Koy Mosoi. Amo is 6 Tvachim, V'chetzi is 3 Tvachim, so 3 and 6 is 9. And the kaporis was the lid on top, that was a tefach. The Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah established. How do you know that the kaporis was a tefach? Does it say so? Does it say the kaporis is a tefach or the Gemara of Pnei HaParuchas? Does it say the fish? I don't remember. Anyway, the Gemara there establishes that it's 10 tefachim tall. And the Shekhinah would come down from heaven, whatever that means. The Shekhinah came down, there was some divine light. Not the same as a regular light. And we know some heavenly light. That's what the Rambam writes more in the Buchim. Ashuras Hashchini means some heavenly light. So it says, V'nati l'chasham, dibarti itcha mi'ala kaporis. When Moshe Rabbeinu would come into the Oel Moed to hear the HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him instructions, then the Shechini would be, Shoyred, that divine light would be right on top of the Oren. V'tanya Oren tisha v'kaporis tevach harekan asar. So the Shechini would lower itself from heaven to go on top of that thing. That's a Gemara, someone pointed out. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Me'olam, one Amara says, Me'olam le'yod shechina lamata me'asar. The shechina never went down so low. And Me'olam, there's a pasuk that says, Until'im ha'shamayim, shamayim, l'ashem ba'oretz nosan of ne'odam. So the Gemara there says, Moshe olal amorim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to on top of Har Sinai, and his feet were lifted up above the top of Har Sinai. He went up to heaven. What do you mean he went up to heaven? Went up higher. So the Gemara says, yeah, but his feet were not higher than 10 tefachim. Because Hashem, Shemaim, Lashem, Oretz, Nosan, Abnei, Yodim. The Oretz only applies to the ground. We keep our feet on the ground. And we can be suspended up until 10 tefachim above the ground. So Me'olam, Moshe Rabbeinu never take, for example, there's a din. In the Gemara, in Erevin has a suffix where the Yesh Tchum L'mayel Masar, Ein Tchum L'mayel Masar. It's an Ibayed Dalei. So we pass an Ein Tchum L'mayel Masar. It can be Kohen Shvisa L'mayel Masar. And if you work Kohen Shvisa, there's no violation of going Chutz L'tchum if you're flying L'mayel Masar. Why? Because the first 10 Tvachim above the ground, I'm served to the ground. Above the first 10 Tvachim, I'm not served to the ground. Let's say Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, if you do a Ha'itzoh in Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv. It's a malacha deraisa, so the first 10 tefachim above the ground are considered kibshus haram. Lamaile me'asar tefachim is a makam tur. The same thing a karmelis is mederabana, so the gemara says called in tikkun rabana kain deraisa tikkun. So the karmelis is only taifas up until the first 10 tefachim, and above the first 10 tefachim above the ground of the karmelis is dinoke makam tur. The first 10 tefachim is mitzurif to the karka, and above that is not. So that's what the Gemara says there. Me'olam le'olam Moshe l'amorim, and it says Vayered Hashem Har Sinai. Sounds like the Shechina came down on top of Har Sinai. Gemara says Me'olam le'yar the Shechina l'matam me'asara. The Shechina, this divine heavenly light that came down on top of Har Sinai, was not on top of Har Sinai. Just like over here, it was on top of the Ora and on top of the Kapurs, which was 10 Tvachim Lamaila Me'asor Tvachim above the ground. So the Shekhinah also, the Yod HaShem HaHar Sinai, this heavenly Eish was suspended in midair above 10 Tvachim above the ground. So that's what the Gemara said. The Shekhinah came down to be with Bnei Yisrael, to be with Moshe Rabbeinu on top of the Orein, and that was when the love was very strong. When Baruch Hashem took us out from Mitzrayim and he wanted us to build a Mishkan to demonstrate how he loves us. And then later, Chsiv, Habaisa Shabana HaMelech Shlomo Hashem, why they pick on Shishi Mama before? Because they were quoting that then, Bashit and Garmidi, if the bed is 60 Amos wide, it's not enough. Why they pick on 60 Amos? Because the Pasuk that they're going to quote to demonstrate that it's so, says about 60 Amos. So the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made was 30 Amos long and 10 Amos wide. And when Shlomo HaMelech made it, it was twice as long. Instead of 30 Amos long, it was 60 Amos long. Instead of 10 Amos wide, it was 20 Amos wide. And in the Moshe Rabbeinu's, it was 10 Amos tall. And this was Shloshim Amos Kamos, it was three times as tall. So it was so much bigger. Ulebesof Ksiv. And then when Bnei Yisrael sinned, Ulebesof means after they sinned. And the Noah Shai is giving Tochacha, he's giving Musa. He says, Koyam Hashem, Hashemam Kisav Oretz Hadom Ragloi, Ve'ezer Bais Hashetiv Nali. How can you put me into a house? What's so big? The Shekhinah was with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, in a smaller Mishkan. The Mishkan was only 10 Amos tall, and 10 Amos wide, and 30 Amos long. And here, the Beis Rishon that Yishai HaNovi is talking about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because of his anger at Bnei Yisrael, because they sinned. So this was 60 Amos long, and 20 Amos wide, and 30 Amos tall. It was so much bigger, so there's so much more room. The Shekhinah can be there, will go in. No, even though it's 60 Amos long, that's not enough room. He doesn't love us as much as before, so he can't get along with us even though it's 60 Amos long. Sure. So that's the theme of all of this Agarata. That when Jewish people have an expression, a lot of time is based on Psukim and Tanakh. There's a Talmud Chacham and Flatbush by David Cohen, very prominent Talmud Chacham. He wrote many, 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 many Svarim. So he put out several Svarim on Yiddish expressions. So he showed, in Yiddish, a lot of funny expressions. So he shows you what all the Makaris are in Tanakh, or in Gemaris, or in Medrashim. He didn't succeed in explaining all the expressions. There's still many more Yiddish expressions that he doesn't yet know the source for, but he found many, many sources in Gemara for famous Yiddish expressions that a lot of times people don't even think about. Okay. The famous Yiddish expression. Has three volumes on this. Famous Yiddish expression that it takes the guy so long, it takes him a year and a mitzvah. It takes him a year and a Wednesday. So last year we learned Ksubis from the beginnings. And the Mishnah Ksubis, it says when the girl has Erisin, so the chosen has to obligate himself to do the Nisuin by the end of the year. And then when it comes the end of the year, let's say it's the second day Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So they do Erisin today. He has until next year, second day Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And if that's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, he has the right to wait till the Wednesday following. There's a year and a Wednesday. Because the Psula Nisus Liyom Ravi, if the girl's getting married for the first time, she's supposed to get married on Yom Ravi. So if he gives man, if the year is over, the second day Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan next year will be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he doesn't have to do the chuppah until Wednesday. So that's a yoren amitvah. So that Yiddish expression, a juicy Yiddish expression, based on a Mishnah and Ksuvah. The Chayena Rabbis, he has 1,000. He has 3 volumes, 1,000 expressions, many based on Rishonis and Tanakh, many based on Gemaris, and all the Masichtas and the Droshim, famous Mamar. He has a lot of Yiddish expressions that he still did not figure out the source of. He's still researching it. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa. The Braisa said, on the very wide lines on the previous Talmud, Avav on the base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, the fifth very wide line, Menayin the Talmud Sheyeshulif and Rabbi Rosh Chuslani, the Rebbe is about to give a psak on a din Torah, and the Talmud knows that the Rebbe is making a mistake. So should he hold back his comments out of Kvod HaRav, or is he obligated to say? He should say with Derech Eretz. You should say, maybe look in this Shach, maybe look in this Shulchan Aruch. It seems to contradict what you want to say. So the Gemara, the Braisa quotes the Pasuk, Shenemar, Menayin Shelo Yishtek, he's not allowed to hold back. So the Gemara now says, since when does the word lo saguru, how does that verb have the meaning of tachnis lahachnis? So the Gemara says, my mashma dai lo saguru lishna dikenushehu, to gather something in. So the Gemara quotes three different psukim, one from Chumash and two from Mishlei, that's a valid usage of the verb. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Shmuel Machmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan Dain Shadon Dinam Islamita Masher Shchina Be Yisrael Shenemar Lekim Nitza Badas Kel. On the left hand margin, they tell you Ayin Tosu Shabbos and Tosu Bava Basra and Tosu Megillah. They want to know what does it mean Don Dinam Islamita. What's the Kefalosh and Don Dinam Islamita? So Tosu explains there's a dinemis. The Tavir says this and the Nitva says that. I look in the books and it says it. The Tavir says this and the Nitva says that. The din is like this. That's how Don Dinemis. Dinemis Lamita means the Dayan asks so many questions till he gets to the bottom, he gets to the truth. Let's say that Reuben and Shimon are contradicting each other. So it says, if he's might have been mixed, the din is like this. Kaifar called the din is like that. But a Dayan, that's how Dinemis. But a Dinemis Lamita means that he asks so many questions till he finds out what the real truth is. And then he's able to, and he's supposed to. He's not supposed to act like an idiot. He's supposed to ask. He's supposed to ask a lot of questions to ascertain what. It could be that there's his version, and the true version of the story is a combination of part of what he said, part of what he said. So that's what they said. That's called the dinam islamita. You should ask so many questions till you get to the bottom of the case. You really know the truth. The
Rabbi say that also it means that if he feels that there's something wrong, that he can't go along with it, so he has to find the
We had on the first daf the Gemara quoted the Mishnah and daf Lamed Beis that Echad din imams veEchad din nefashim b'drishu b'chakira, and the Rabbana did away with the need for drishu b'chakira and din imams. But the Gemara does say if it's a din merumah, if the Dayan has a sneaking suspicion that there's something fishy over here, then you have to revert back to the Din Darais and he has to do Drish V'Chakira on the Edom. You're not allowed to ignore the Drish V'Chakira. If you feel that there's something fishy, then you have to do Drish V'Chakira.
How could the Talmud tell the Rebbe Paskin? Isn't there a story in Brachos how Shmuel Paskin in front of Eli and he deserved death?
I mean, he Paskin and he said, the Din is like this. He should have said, Rabbeinu Eli. Doesn't the Pasuk say like this? He should have said with Derech Eretz.
The way you word it could be the difference of death and what's supposed to be done.
Right. Talmud who paskins in the presence of his Rebbe is a serious Aver. But if the Talmud thinks the Rebbe is making a mistake, he should bring it up with Derech Eretz. I think maybe should be considered because of this Pasuk and that Pasuk. The Gemara in Kiddushin has something about Kibra Aviyeh. If a child sees that one of his parents is about to violate an Aver, or they already did violate an Aver, so he shouldn't say, you're a Mechal Shabbos. He should say, I think that may not be permissible. Shouldn't say it's also. You should say, I think it's a question. I think maybe you should reconsider. You should do it. But the same thing. The Talmud has an. If he thinks the Rebbe is making a mistake, he has to bring it up to his attention. But he should bring it up with Derech Eretz, like Kibud Aviyeh. The Avnei Nezer has a very fascinating tshuva. He must have spoken about it already. All the tshuvas have numbers, and this one has a number and it has a title. The title is Sheish Maidas Lakise. That Shlomo HaMelech had a throne, it says in Sefer Melachim. Someone had six steps to go up. So he had a Shaila in Chilek Yerudei, Chilek Sheni. The Chuvis and the Avnei Nezer go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So in the second Chilek Yerudei, the third Chilek Yerudei, Yerudei, there are three Chalokim. The Avnei Nezer has two Chalokim, the Chilek Yerudei. So the second Chilek of the Avnei Nezer and Yerudei, he talks about a simon in the third chelik of the big Yerudei about Rabbanus. So he has a discussion. A Rav passed away and he had left a son who was a little learned, who could function as a Rav, and he left a son-in-law who was more Roy, who was more Merutza Lekol. So the Shaila was there were six steps to the Shaila. That's why it calls it Sheish Ma'alus Lakise to the Kisei HaRabbanus. Who Yarshins the Kisei HaRabbanus? So the first section he discusses, does Rabbanus go Birusha? Because Liman Ator doesn't go Birusha, just because my father was in Talmud Chacham. Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you have to work hard to learn because Torah doesn't go Birusha. So maybe if Torah doesn't go Birusha, Rabbanus shouldn't go Birusha either. And then he discusses on the assumption the Rabbanus does go be Yerusha, can the son-in-law Yarshan the Rabbanus? Let's say if a man dies, he leaves money to his daughter. So the daughter's married, so the husband is going to get to use the money. But can the father leave the Rabbanus be Yerusha to his daughter? Is there such a thing as an Orthodox woman who's a rabbi? That's lo bo b'cheshbon, it's impossible. So that's part of the discussion. How can the son-in-law Yarshan? The son-in-law only Yarshans through his wife. Wife can't Yarshan the Rabbanus. So he has a whole discussion there. And how much does the Tamach, does the Rav have to be Ruzalako? So in his discussion of the first Sheish Milas Lakisa, the first step, where the Rabbanus goes Birusha, so he says, the Rabbanus Bizman Azeh is not really what it used to be. When they had real smicha, when they had real bona fide smicha, so the role of the rabbi would be to paskin dinim in order to be mashu shchina be Yisrael. Kol dain hadon dinam islam mashu shchina so shenem alakim nitza ba'daskil. Bizman Azeh, the role of the Rabbanim is not to be Masher Shechina be Yisrael. And he quotes the pasuk which the Gemara has over here, Melech Bemishpat Yamid Eretz. See, the Gemara quotes from Mishlei chapter Chavtes, on Daf Zayin on the base, around 18 lines from the Apostle. Melech Bemishpat Yamid Eretz, Vishtrumas Yaharsena. So the role of the king in a country is to maintain law and order. So the Gemara has an expression, a different Gemara, Man Malki Rabban, who are the Melochim? The Rabbanim are the Melochim. So he says, that's Bizman Azeh, that there's no real smicha, the smicha institution has already ended. So the role of the rabbis is, they should maintain law and order. So he said, that's why the Gemara says, you only practice Shlichusayu if it's a Milsa de Shchicha, v'iz Bechisaren Kis. If it's a Milsa de Loshchicha, v'iz Bechisaren Kis, then you don't say Shlichusayu. Because years ago, the role of the rabbi would be to bring Hashuas HaShchina b'Yisrael, to give the psak that the Rabbanu Shalom wants. The role of the rabbi today is to maintain law and order. So if it's a milsa de lo shchicha, leis b'chis arankis, then there's no issue of law and order. So the role of the rabbi today is like the role of the melech, and there's such a thing as mishpat ha-melech. Mishpat ha-melech, and he quotes heavily from the drasha Saran. The Ran has a drasha. The role of the king is lishpot esa'am, and the role of the Talmid HaChacham is lishpot esa'am. So the Ran and the Drasha explains it's a different mishpat. The Talmid HaChacham is Mishua mishpat apsak based on the Ratzon Hashem. And the mishpat HaMelech is to maintain law and order. So that's the role of the rabbis today, is to maintain law and order. So he said that's why Melech Malchus does go Birush. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says the Melech Liyabel Anoshim, and he should write another Sefer Torah. And it says the Man Yarech Yamim Al Malach Hu Banov Bikeri Yisrael. The Gemara says based on that, Hu Banov Bikeri Yisrael, that Malchus does go Birush. So he says Bizman Hazeh Rabbanus is a form of Malchus, just like it's Mishpat HaMelech that we're passing. It's not really Mishpat HaTorah. It's just to keep maintain law and order. So the role of the Rabbanim today, when they pass in the Din Torah, is not to be Masher Shechina with Yisrael. It's to maintain law and order, that there shouldn't be a machlok. And a dayan who kodayin sheina don dinam islamito, garam the shchina she tistalik meisro. It causes the shchina to run away, as the pasuk says, "Yishod ani meyankes avyonim." After okam yom hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to run away. Usually the shchina is there with the bezdin to help them. They shouldn't make a mistake. And when the shchina sees that the dayanim are crooked, so he's going to run away.
If Rabbanim nowadays have a bit of a melech, would a chief rabbi, say like South Africa or Israel, have a higher status to Paskin than another rav? Would he be more
chief
of a
rabbi?
Melech?
Interesting question. I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Why is it melech and not just, let's say, a sar or some other form of leadership?
Okay.
And if you're saying it's a din in the government, you know, not for me, it's like Yerusha. Because, you know, if it's a din of becoming part of law and order, let's say of American society, for instance, you're helping the law and order of the Jewish people. Well, the mouthless, quote unquote, of America is a democracy, but there's no Yerusha. So why are we applying?
There's no Yerusha today in Rabbanus either. There's no Yerusha in Rabbanus today either, because we give a rabbi a contract for 3 years or 5 years, a different minhagim, where they give 3 years or 5 years. That means at the end of the 5 years, that's it. So he doesn't even have it. Legamrei. Years ago, when they appointed a rov, that was considered a sorora, and that was for life. So because it was a sorora, so just like the malchus goes birusha to the children, because the Melech is appointed for life, so the Rabbanus also went Birush. But today, they appoint a rabbi for a few years. It's understood that he doesn't have his position left. He has to renegotiate the contract, and they have the right to vote him out. And if he dies in the middle, it's self-understood that it doesn't go Birusha to the children. If the Balabatim like his son, they can appoint him. But the son has no taina. Son has no taina.
It's not given the malchus of the place either. Let's say
malchus goes Birusha if that's the minig amokam. The din is malchus goes Birusha unless you make a tanai melech atchila. We're appointing you as melech, but we don't want it to go Birusha. So because Bizman Hazeh, that we give a contract to the rabbi, it's understood it's not a svara for life, so it's understood also it doesn't go Birusha.
Abin Ezer's case, that's they were in
a Malchus
proper?
No, Abin Ezer lived in Eastern Europe. He lived in Poland. So in Eastern Europe, when they appointed a Rav, the Rav was Fife. In Western Europe, they're already not so. In Western Europe, in England, and in Germany, and in Austria, and so on, they would appoint the rabbi, give him a contract for a couple of years. Some places in Eastern Europe also like that. The Aruch HaShulchan lived in Eastern Europe, and he talks about that. Some of the Rabbanim in Lithuania had a 3-year contract and some had a 5-year contract. But we were talking the other day about the posuk Ki Mishnas Chasocher Avotcho. It says the Eved Ivri, when the Eved Ivri goes free, you should give him Hanik Tanik Lo, because out of gratitude to the Eved Ivri, Ki Mishnas Chasocher, Mishnah means double. He worked twice as hard as a laborer. What way did he work twice as hard? So he said two pshatim. So Rashi and Chumash quotes the pshat from the Tanoim. Mishnas chasocher avotcho. A normal laborer works by yom and he sleeps by laila, or he works by laila. At the post office, there are people who have a job. They work at night and they sleep in the daytime. Other people work in the daytime and sleep at nighttime. They have by yom or by laila. What do you mean by yom or by laila? All day long he works, from 9 to 6, whatever he works, and then by laila, Rabbi Moshe l'shiv chaknainis. He wants to have lotus. So the rabbi has a right. The rabbi, the Yodin, has a right to make him work by yom or by laila. So that's Rashi and Chumash quotes. Mishnas chasocher, he works double either by yom or by laila. The rabbi masal oshiv chaknais. This is in the end of Masechah Shabbos shows from an agadita that the normal practice bizman haTanach used to be that if a person has a job, he's a helper on a farm or whatever, he helps in a business. So the noyig, the minig, normal minig used to be he would work for 3 years. And the Eved Ivri is sold for 6 years. So he's double. He works twice as long as a poel. Poel only works 3 years. Normal poel works 3 years. And the Eved Ivri works for 6 years. So there's a pasuk that says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Jewish people are supposed to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara has a comment in the first parak in Bava Metzia, v'lo avodim l'avodim. You shouldn't be avodim to someone else. It's not right that you should tell yourself as an Eved Ivri. That's really a violation of the pasuk. So the question is, how can you, so everybody has to be self-employed? No one can work for anybody else because it's a siman of avdus. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem because poel chozer b'afilu b'emtza yom. Since a person who has a job has the right to quit in the middle of the day, in the middle of the job, unless it's going to cause a hefset to the balabas. I'll decide to quit now. Today, I'll quit. It's not fair to the yeshiva. It'll take him a day or two. It'll take him a week or two to replace me. So that's not fair. You're not allowed to quit in the middle if you're going to cause a hefset. Or students in the school, they're used to this teacher. They're going to get a new teacher, so they're going to confuse all the students. You're not allowed to quit if you're going to cause a hefset. But if you're not going to cause a hefset, they can get someone else to replace you, then the halacha says you have a right to quit in the middle. So based on that, the Gemara says, how do you know that a poel has a right to quit in the middle? Because you're not allowed to be an Eved to an Eved. So you're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. So how are you allowed to not be self-employed? How can you ever take a job? The answer is, that's not a problem. You're not considered like an Eved because you have a right to quit. So that's the Pasha Pshat the Nigmar. So then the Balei HaTosis came up with a Chumra that even though that's the answer that the Gemara gives, because since Poel Chozer B'Afilu B'Emtza Yom has a right to quit, so that's why it's not a violation of lavadim, but still you shouldn't hire yourself out for a job for 6 years, because 6 years is an ebit. So you can sign a 5-year contract, a 5.5-year contract, but you shouldn't sign a 6-year contract or more. You should never sign a life contract. You should never sign a contract of 6 years or more, because that's like ebit. The Pashtus is that it's against the Gemara, since you have a right to quit in the middle. So it's not a violation of Avadim Lavadim. But that's what Tosfos has such a chumrah. And then other Rishonim said no. The normal amount of time that a worker used to work for his Mantanach would be 3 years. That's what Tosfos has in the end of Masechus Shabbos, based on an Agadah there. Mishnah is Chasachar Avadchem, means that he works for 6 years. So he never allowed to sign a contract for more than 3 years. So that's what Doruch HaShulchan writes. That the minig used to be in certain places when they would have rabbanim would sign a contract, or workers would sign. Some had a 3-year contract. They would be careful not to make more than a 3-year contract. That's already a violation of avodim. And others, behold, no, anything less than 6 years is mutter. So others used to make a 5-year contract. Yeah. So then the Aruch HaShulchan writes. But he lived in Eastern Europe. So what do you mean? They gave their Rabbanim a 3-year contract and a 5-year contract. But in Eastern Europe, Minig was that they appointed a Rav. He was a Rav for the rest of his life. And they go Birusha to his children. It wasn't Western Europe that after the 3-year contract is off, they have the right to drop him. So what was the contract all about if he's there for life? So he says, no. The rabbi always, if you're there for life, you have a right to quit. The rabbi has a right to quit if they offer him a better position. But when he signs a contract for 3 years or for 5 years, it's self-understood that that's not right. He's not going to quit if the balabatim want him to stay. So it's understood he has to stay till the end of the 3 years, till the end of the 5 years. Even though there is a din po'el chozeh b'afil b'em sayayim, but if he signed a contract for 3 or 5 years, so that's not right on his part that he should quit. But the balabatim, even after the 3 or 5 years are up, cannot drop him in Eastern Europe because it was understood that he's appointed for life. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. And then this Sri Yesh writes that this was all in Eastern Europe. And in Western Europe or in America, when they give you a 3-year contract, that's all. After the 3 years are up, they don't have to keep you. Unless you negotiate to renew the contract. But it's self-understood that they didn't appoint them for life. So that doesn't go Birusha. It only goes Birusha if they appointed them for life.
Heather Moshe had an opinion that with the contract that was difficult
to
fire
up after
3 years. Yeah.
Rabbi Moshe's Psaki, he said about the yeshivas, that a yeshiva can never drop a Rebbe unless the mom's not doing a good job. Once they hire a Rebbe, they're stuck for the Rebbe Le'olam Vo'ed. So it's difficult, Psaki. It made a lot of trouble for Torah Masara, because they always followed his Psaki. It caused a lot of problems, that Psaki. The Pashtus says that it is not so. In America, if you sign a contract for 1 year or 2 years, it means that that's all. And after the 2 years are up, goodbye and good luck. They're not mechayev to keep you.
The same will apply to a kavulim as well. A kavulim? Is there a 3-year
drop? A kavulim is not. The only problem is probably only by a poil. Yeah. A kavulim means that the person accepts a job to accomplish a certain result. Let's say someone hires me to teach his son Bav Metzia. He's going to pay me $20,000, I should teach his son Bav Metzia. So I can finish Bav Metzia in a year and a half, I can finish Bav Metzia in 2 years. So he agreed. He's given me $20,000 to finish Bav Metzia, whether it takes 1 year or 2 years or 5 years. That's all he has to pay. That's a kaplan. So a kaplan doesn't get paid by the hour, or by the day, or by the month, or by the week. He gets paid by completing the job. So that doesn't look at all like an eved. That's how the Gemara said. That doesn't look like an eved. So Kablan any ochalachs, but Kablan cannot back out in the middle. The only one who looks like an eved is the poyel. Like an eved is has to stay for 6 years or forever. An eved kani, he stays the olamam tavod, he stays forever. An eved ibi has stuck for 6 years. He can't drop out in the middle. So a poyel who gets paid by the hour, by the day. So the Gemara says the poel looks like an eved. So then you have the din poel chozeh b'afilu b'em tzion. Poel has a right to quit, but the kaplan does not have the right to quit. The kaplan does not look like avdus. That's all in the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Yeah. The Gemara has such an expression at the beginning of Maseches Brochas in the first parak that the dayanim. A dayan who's done dinam islamit the mashah shechina be Yisrael. So Gemara has a lush ma'u detema. One might have thought when the dayan in paskan it didn't tear, it's only shlama bialma, just in order to maintain law and order. Kamash Malan, no, it's something much more than that. Bismana Zed Abdinazer says the Dayanim Paskening is like the Melech, Mishpat Yamin Eretz, it's only for the sake of maintaining law and order. That's why you only say Shlichus Sayan and Milsa the Shchich of these Bechisar and Kis. But the worst talk of Bismana that they had the real smicha. So the role of the Dayan to Paskin was not only Shlomo, the Gemara says Mawad the Tema. One might have thought mistakenly that the role of the Dayan is Shlomo Bialma, just to maintain peace. Law and order, Kamash Malan, it's much more than that. But Bismana said Ishlama Bialma. This Gemara goes when they had real smicha. Huh? That the role of the Dayan in Paskening a Din Torah, when you're really Paskening based on Din, is to be Masher Shechina Beisot, to bring the Malchus Shamayim down to this earth. It's not stamp like the Mishpat HaMelech. Mishpat HaTorah is not supposed to be the same as Mishpat HaMelech. It's like Mishpat HaMelech. Then the Gemara says you have to be careful. Dayan Shenoy Tal Mizeb and Oysan Lizeb Shaloy Kedin. If a Dayan made a mistake and he made Shimon pay Reuven the money, and Shimon wasn't supposed to pay the money. So the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noytel Mimena Nafsho, he may lose his life. Why Shenema? Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. It's a Chiddush in the Gemara. What's the din? If I steal from you, I'm not going to take it. I steal from you and I give it to someone else. So Robin Hood stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. So there is such a concept that Bezdin sometimes has a right to be Koifal Adzdoka. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Ches on the base. And Tosfos has the Kasha, how come you can be Koifal Adzdoka? Isn't a mitzvah sase shematn tzchora betzido? The Gemara says in Chulin, at the beginning of Perikol HaBasar, whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah and the Torah promises a reward, like Kibbut Aviyem says, Man Yarichon Yamecha. So the Gemara says if the children are not careful about Kibbut Aviyem, the Bezdin should not be Koifal them. Because the Chumash promises a reward. So that should be enough encouragement. You want to have Arichas Yamim, so fulfill Kibbut Aviyem. You don't need Bezdin to force you to do it. So whenever you have a mitzvah, Shishmatan Schor B'tzidah, the Torah promises a reward. So it's understood. That's the encouragement. We don't need that Bezdin should be kai for you. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, it says in the Chumash, Nosen Titan Lo, you should give Tzedakah, as a reward for giving tzedakah, you will be given a blessing. So how come the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Ches Amud Beis that they were kaifal tzedakah? Isn't it a mitzvah say she matan tzchor betzida? But that's the halacha. You are kaifal tzedakah. So sometimes the Bezdin has the right to steal from the rich and give to the poor. Bezna has the koyach kviyah. Bezna has a right to be koyif ala mitzvahs. Not all the mitzvahs, but the mitzvot tzedakah, yes. I didn't know Bezna has a right to be koyif. So the Gemara has an omid base. Eila mishpatam ashetosim lifneihem. Where was that Gemara? But the Gemara said, Eilu klei hadayonim? Yeah. It's about 18 lines on the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis. The line begins with the word Meboyele. What is Asher Tosem Sima applies to a tangible object? Which are the Klei Adayonim? One of the Amoraim said, give me the instruments that I need for my shop. What instruments does he need? He was a rabbi. What instruments does he need? He needs a makle ritzur, v'shefer, v'sandal. He needs a makle to hit the people if they don't want to live. They don't want to listen to the psak. He needs a ritzur to give malchus if they're not going to observe the mitzvahs. He needs a shefer. In the days of the Gemara, when put somebody in chem, they used to blow shefer. And then a sandal is for chalitza, Rashi says. So Tosfos quoted this Gemara. Tosfos in the beginning quoted this Gemara. There was a Gemara in Gittin. Here, the Tosfos is based on the base. The bottom Tosfos is on base on the base. Quotes a Gemara from Gittin Daf Peches on the base. What happened in Gittin Peches on the base? So Tosfos, two lines from the bottom, quotes it. Abai Ashkach le Rav Yosef. There, on base, the last two lines in the Tosfos on the Omid. Abai Ashkach le Rav Yosef. Abai was a student of Rav Yosef. Abai, one day, sees Rav Yosef. The Havi Kol Yosef, come Asa Gittin. He was forcing the husband, he was beating up a man to give a get to his wife. Omalesa, he asked him, right, true, the Mishnah says that sometimes the Bezin has the obligation, the right and the obligation to be koifa on a get, but you don't have any smicha. They lived in Babel. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So you live in Babel, you don't have any smicha. That's why it's called Rabbi Yosef, Reverend. It's not called Rabbi Yosef. The Amoraim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, most of them had smicha, so they're called Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Yasi. The Amoraim who lived in Babel were reverends. They weren't rabbis, because there's no smicha in Babel. So yes, how do you have a right to be koifa al aged? Anan had yotis anan. And the pasuk says, "Eila mishpatam shatasim lifneim, lifneim lo lifnei had yotis." Why did he quote that pasuk? The Tosis explains, because it says on Zayin, "Ashatasim elukle Zayin amid base." It should say, yeah, the bottom line on base amid base in the Tosis. It says Zayin amid aleph. I don't think it's correct. It should be Zayin amid base. Eila mishpatam shatasim lifneim elukle hadayanim. The Shaykh Beisima, it's a tangible object. So you learn from that pasuk that you need smuchim for the purpose of being koifa. So that's what Abai asked Rav Yossi. If you don't have any smicha, how can you be koifa the husband to give a get? So he said, Anan shlichasayu abdinan. We're the shluchim. So Bizmanaza also. The Bezin has the right. In America, I don't think they have the right. There's freedom of religion. So if the Jewish people don't want to keep mitzvahs, it's self understood. We're not afraid of anybody to keep any mitzvahs today. That's the whole success of the Jewish people in America is that there's freedom of religion. Otherwise, they would force us to worship Avodah Zarah. They would pressure us to act like Christians. So that's what we live off of. So how can we call for anybody to give a get or to keep any mitzvahs?
Same story with the Chazon Ish and the people on strike. That the heter to do it was kfiyas tzedaka.
Right.
So how is that allowed? The whole freedom of religion thing comes in.
No, in Eretz Israel, it's a Jewish government. There, Chazon Ish probably was after Hakamas of Medina. Was it? I don't know. That was way before Hakamas HaMedina. No, that was way before. I mean, under the British. I don't know. That's a good question.
With Medina Yisrael, I would be allowed. If there's freedom of religion in Medina Yisrael.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. See, in Gittin, the Rabbanut is in charge of Ishus. So they have a right to put a guy in prison if he doesn't want to give a get, because the government said that's the law. If it's a Jewish couple that's married, so the Rabbanut has the right. Other balabatim on, and if you live in Eretz Yisrael, those are the rules. That's what the government says. I don't know, what right do you have to force a person to give tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael before or after Hakamas HaMedina? I don't know. If there's freedom of religions, what right do you have? I don't know. That's a very good question. Do you have the right? I don't know. Yeah. So, Nachamol. So the Gemara says that there is such a concept. You can be kaif a person to give a get. You can be kaif a person to give tzedakah also. But let's say I steal from the rich, I don't give it to the poor. I take the money from the rich person and give it to someone else. Reuben and Shimon come for a din Torah. And I say incorrectly, I say, you owe him a check, $1 million, give me the check and I give it over. So am I in violation of Gezel? I didn't steal to keep for myself, I stole to give it to somebody else. See, if I steal from the rich to give to the poor, so sometimes that's kaif and ala tzedakah, like the Chazon Ish said. But over here, he's stealing from one person to give to another. Is that my violation of Gezel? So the Gemara says, yes. The Gemara says, Al tigzol dal ki dal, he's noitel mamim mizeh, benoisen lazeh. He's not taking the money from Reuven and keeping it from himself. Taking from Reuven, giving to Shimon. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk that condemns him, Al tigzol dal, you are in violation of Gezel. You are considered a gazlan. Let's say there's a tesis in the beginning of Perak HaKonis, in the sixth Perak in Bava Kama, where the Gemara has there a din. Let's say you have a corral, and I steal a behemoth to keep it for myself. And then the behemoth goes out and it does a damage. So even though the behemoth does not belong to me, but since originally the behemoth was in a Makam HaMishtamer in your corral, it was not. And I took it out, I made it Ein HaMishtamer, so I'm considered the Bala behemoth. It's Shmirasan Alecha. Since I took it out from a makam hamishtamer and I stole it for myself, even though I only have kinyon exela, I don't have a kinyon gomer, but since I took it out from a makam hamishtamer, it's my responsibility to watch, and if it'll be masik, I'll have to pay. So the Tosfos shows from the Gemara there, that's only if portzuhu listim chayovim, the ganovim stole the behemah from the corral in order to keep it for themselves. What if Partsuhu listim that they just broke the fences of the corral, the behemoth should run loose? They should run hefka. They didn't plan to steal it for themselves. So then Tosfos says he doesn't get a kinyan zela. He only gets a kinyan zela if he steals it, al das to keep it for himself. if he breaks open the corral, the behemoths run loose. He's another mamazik, but it's not called a gezel. So that's the shaila. If I steal I break open your corral, I have the behemoths go out, and I have the behemoths go to somebody else. I take money from Reuven and give it to Shimon. I didn't steal it for myself. Maybe that should be like partzu listim. I broke open the fence that the behemoths should run loose because I didn't take it for myself. So Gemara says no. Gemara says it is gezel. When I take from Reuven, I give to Shimon, that's gezel. If Shimon is poor, so that's sometimes koifin ala tzedakah. Okay, but if Shimon is not poor, I'm taking shaloi kidin from Reuven, giving to Shimon, that's my violation of gezel, even though I'm not taking it for myself. That's what the Gemara condemns him, and he quotes the pasuk, tigzal dal ki dalhu, ki Hashem yorev rivam, the kovos kaveim nafesh, the dying can lose his life over that. That's how the Gemara understands the pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu noitam l'meno nafsho. One has to be very careful if you're a dayan and a din Torah. You have to paskin correctly, because even though you're only violating gezel of mammon, but the punishment may be that you may lose your life. Then the Gemara says, how careful you have to be. You should have the feeling as if there's a sword. If you're going to paskin wrong, the sword can cut you to pieces. Some batidinim, they treat other people's money very lightly. Remember, I was once on a din Torah. So the Bezna was deciding why the girl's father has to pay $250,000 and she should get a get. Why? They said, well, her father's much wealthier than his father. His father, they were both multimillionaires. Her father's much wealthier. So they said to me, $250,000 to him is like $25 to you. They're pointing to me. It's like $25. So let her pay $25. Doesn't mean a thing. That's a reason why you're playing with other people's money. It's ridiculous. The Gemara says, you should have the attitude as if there's a cherub menachas ben yerachos. We're not playing games. You can lose your life. Gehenim psulam itachti. You can fall into Gehenim by paskening the wrong the Torah. Then the Gemara says, you have to, we saw yesterday the Gemara. The Gemara is going to repeat it again. You have to have the attitude that you matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here the Gemara has it on the next staff also. About 10 lines from the top of Chesam and Aleph. Ki amishpad lalakim hu. What does that mean? In Dvarim Aleph, the third of the Maramakamis in the Torah are, Ki amishba lalakim, what does it mean? Amar Abcham Rav Chanina, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo maspik that the Rishayim not l'mizeh, mamen v'noistin lazeh, shaloi kedin, not bad enough that the Ganovim, that the Dayan is taking money, giving it to the wrong person, and the Shemadricha Mosi, the Matriach Mi, lahachse mamen l'baylov. That means, Ki amishba lalakimu. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is going to have to make good. The Baruch Hashem is going to have to see to it that the other guy gets his money back. So that's what the Gemara says. The person can lose his life if he gives a mishpat mu'ukam, a mishpat shel avlo. He should realize gehenim psuchalo mitachto. Then they quote the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Hinei mitosu shel shlomo shishim gibarim sofer lo migibari. So who are the gibari? Israel. So the Gemara says those who are oisik in melchama, kula melum de melchama. What Muhammad? So Rashi says the Gemara is interpreting additional level of interpretation. It's referring to Mechamta Shalur, the top line of Rashi. That's an expression the Gemara has because of the style of learning that we have. Mechamta Shalteira. Ish Charba Yerecha Mi Pachad Balelos. What does it mean? A Tamachacham who's oisik in Mechamta Shalteira and is being done at Din Torah should have the attitude Charba Al Yerecha Kilu Cherub Menachas Lo Ben Yerecha Isof. The cherub can cut off my legs if I'm going to give a false psak. This cherub can cause me to lose my life. Mi pachad balelois, mi pachna mi pchodo shel gehenim shedoyim al alayla. You should be afraid. The dying should be afraid. He may fall into gehenim. You should yira atzma kilu cherub menachas laben yerchayso v'gehenim psucha lo mitachto. So it's based on that pasuk. Then the Gemara says you have to be careful when you pass a din Torah because the pasuk says Beis David din ala boike mishpat. What do you mean Beis David din ala? The Gemara has this in the second parak that there's a din mid the rabban and hamelach loy don, lo donim osam. In our Torah, hamelach can be done. Hamelach can be part of a bezdin, but mid the rabban and hamelach loy don, lo donim osam. You're not allowed to judge a melach. The Gemara says that was a din mid the Rabbanan that they introduced in the days of Shimon ben Shetach when he had the trouble with Yanai HaMelech. So the Gemara says they once called Yanai to come to Bezdin and he was so angry at the Dayanim, so he killed all the Dayanim, killed the whole Sanhedrin. His brother-in-law Shimon Meshetach, Shimon Meshetach's sister, was married to this Meshugah that Yanai HaMelech. He was crazy, so he didn't kill Shimon Meshetach. He survived. So Shimon Meshetach, so it's not a smart idea to be done the Melech. So he made it there, Rabbanah, never be done the Melech. Don't look for trouble. And then the Gemara applies a klal. We have a rule: is kosher shuva kosher. Whoever, if the court can't paskin on me that I'm chayv to pay, that I'm not roy to serve as a member of a bezin to say that other people have to pay. Kashitatz mechavachashkach kashitachem. That's the Gemara has in the second parak in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says once they made exerim the rabbanon da melech lo donim also, you better not be done the melech because you may just be looking for trouble. Like Yana HaMelech killed all the members of the Sanhedrin except for Shimon Meshetach. He survived. So you should never be done the Melech. Once they made such a din, so not only ain't done him also, so Melech lo done. It's midirabbanan. So the Gemara says there, yeah, that's another king. But if it's Yana HaMelech was from the Malchus Chashmonaim, they were crazy. The first Chashmonaim were Chasidei Elyon. Ramban writes on Chumash. They were holy tzaddikim. But then it doesn't always stay like that. Just because the first generation of tzaddikim doesn't necessarily mean that the great grandchildren are going to be the same zealous tzaddikim. So Yana HaMelech was a meshugah. So the Gemara says, but Malchei Beis David, donim adonim osam. They do have the ability to be done other people, which implies that you can be done them as well. I didn't know about Malchei Beis David, because they quote this passage, Beis David, dina la boikem mishpat. You see that Malchei Beis David do have the right to pass. There, the Rishonim ask Akasha, how can you prove anything from a pasuk in Yirmiyah Beis David? The pasuk in Yirmiyah is before the story happened with Yana HaMelech. After the incident with Yana HaMelech, that he killed out all the members of the Sanhedrin because he was so furious at them. So that's when they invented this new din mikan al haba that HaMelech lo don v'lo tanimosa. So how do you prove from a pasuk in Yirmiyah that the Malchei Beis David are different? In the days of Yirmiyah, all Malachim were subject to the law and they could also serve as Dayan. But later, after they made the Gzeir Rabbanu, should apply equally to Malchei Beis David. So the Balei Tosis answer there, that's a very questionable answer, that maybe the Bez and the Rabbanim have no right to make a Gzeir the Rabbanu on Keneged Adin HaMefurish B'Tanach. If there's a Beferish Pasuk that says something is Mutter, like the Rabbanu that made a din that on Shabbos you're not allowed to write with your left hand. When Atar, if you're a righty, you're not allowed to write with your right hand, but you are allowed to write with the left hand. When Atar, you're allowed to carry in a Carmelis, the Rabbanu they prohibited it. So it doesn't say black and white that it's mutter to carry in a Carmelis. So they have the right to make a Gzerim in the Rabban. It's not connected. There's no Pasuk itself understood. It's mutter min HaTorah. Or it's mutter min HaTorah to write with the left hand because the Malacha is only called a Malacha if it's Malachas Machshev, if it's done Kedarka, if it's done in a normal fashion. Done Kelachayah, done in an abnormal fashion, so it's not called Malachas Machshev. So then it's mutter min HaTorah. But that Pasuk Malachas Machshev, that doesn't say by Shabbos. That says by Malachas HaMishkan, but Hilchas Shabbos are derived from the Mishkan. Whatever was a Malacha in the whatever Hachdabi B'Mishkan Chashibi Kara Layav, that's the Gemara in the first daf in Baba Kama. All the major activities that were necessary for the construction of the Mishkan are called Ovis Malachas. Those that are not so important are called Toldos, if they're similar to the Ovis. So all the Dinim of the Shabbos, all the Malachas on Shabbos learned out from the Mishkan, by the Mishkan it says Malachas Malachas. But it's not beferish by Shabbos, so they had the ability to make exerim the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to do a malacha kalacha yad also. But over here, there's a beferish in pasuk. So beferish in pasuk that it says, "Is dovedina la berka mishpot." Shimon ben Shetach didn't have the right to make exerim the Rabbanon. That would be kenega dova mafurish in Tanakh. Here it's beferish in Yirmiyah. This is a question whether that's really true. That's a famous comment that the Taz makes. The Taz in a few places has that comment. Taz in Hilchas Tkia Shofar quotes that from his father-in-law, the Bach. Taz was son-in-law of the Bach. So he quotes that Bach asked the Kasha, why did the Chachamim prohibit blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Zera, Shem Yavarenu Dalaram, as he may forget and carry in the street, they should have prohibited blowing Shofar every Rosh Hashanah because of Mashmiya Kol, Zera Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. You're not allowed to play any musical instruments, and you're not allowed to play a piano or a guitar or anything. So blowing shofar is also a play shir. It's mashmiya kol. It's a kli hamiyuchad lahashmat kol. So it should be also because of that. So the Taz quotes the teretz from the Bach. The chachamim don't have the ability to make exer against dov hamafurish b'Torah. It says in the Chumash you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Never says explicitly you have to blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's self understood because tkiyah shofar is not a malacha. So So why shouldn't it be so? And I'll tell you, I'm mechayiv to blow shofar, even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But that's not explicit in the Chumash, that they had a right to make a gzeirah. Not to blow shofar, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But to do away with the whole din, not to blow shofar, period, because of the gzeirah of Mashmiya Kol, so that's kenegadaba hamufurish batar. So that's a famous Taz. And the Taz says it based on the Gemara here, on Memvav and Menalef. I think we discussed this. The Gemara Memvav and Menalef, right before the Mishnah, quotes Tanya Ablezev and Yaakov Eimer. This is really, it says it's a Tosefta in two different places, but it's really earlier than a Tosefta. It appears in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is called Megillas Tainus. Rashi in Masech Shabbos writes, why is it called Megillas Tainus? Because it was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited Balpeh. So this Megillas Tainus was, what is Megillas Tainus? It goes through the month. Months of the year. It starts with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tishrei, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc. And it tells you all the different Yamim Tovim that were instituted by the Chachamim during the period of the Bais Sheni. Whenever the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle and so on, so they made all the minor holidays, all the Chanukah and Purim from the Megillas Tainus. So that's called Megillas Tainus. So this Brisa of Shamati, Shebez Machmen, Sheshleim and Adin, already appears not just in the Tosefta, it appears earlier in the Megillas Tainus. And then the Bez Nazarite to give, to administer Misa, to administer Malkus, to Kanse Mammon, and so on. Fine, Lohei Rosh the Migdan also. And then he says, V'loi Lavra, Livre Tera, K'delasa Siog La Tera. So the Taz comments, what kind of an expression is that? V'loi Lavra, Livre Tera. The Bezin has a right to administer Misa, Malka, Shaloi Kedin, but not if their intention is to violate the laws of the Torah. Of course, who are you talking about? Reform rabbis? You're talking about a Bezin, Shal Yisrael. Of course it's not Lavra, Livre Tera. What kind of Havamin is that? V'loi Lavra, Livre Tera. So the Taz thinks that that's what it means. You have a right to do lohei rosha lemigne musa, but you can't do keneged dava hamufurish bater. That's what it means. I think we said in the beginning of this month when we learned there's such a Maharshal later on also has that same comment, and there's a Tshuvas HaRamo also has the same comment. They comment on that lashon lalava deveter means you can't do keneged dava hamufurish bater. So this is a famous Taz, and there's a big discussion in Achrayim. Whether do the Rishonim agree with the Taz or do they not agree with the Taz? This Rabbi David Cohen that I mentioned before is a big Talmud Chacham. He put out a whole sefer on that, on the Taz HaYodua. That's the title of the sefer, on the famous Taz. So he quotes every source in existence plus more, every Rishon, every Yachon who talks about the topic. But they have a right to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan Kenegedav HaMefurish Bater. So one of the sources is this, that the Gemara says Beis David Dina LaBerkei Mishpat. And the Gemara says in the second parak that even though Hamelach ladon v'ladonim also, the Malchei Beis David adon v'donim also, based on that pasuk. So the Bali Atos asks, what does that pasuk help? That pasuk was written before the story with Yana Hamelach. So some of the Bali Atos say, no, but you have no right to make a gzera keneged dov hamufurish bater. But that point is a big debate. Okay, a big machlokes in Tosfos.
The Torah was written also before. Yeah.
Right. So that's the question. Is this taka klal that you have the Taz claims on the Bach? You have the right to have for the Bali Atosis hold like that, and others don't. Do you have a right to make exera derabana keneged dava hamfurish bater?
Is this because it's in Tanakh?
Yeah.
That has lesser status than Torah,
true.
Nevi'im
Ksuvim is not exactly the same as Torah's Moshe. Yeah. There's room to distinguish. Absolutely, there's room. But it's a big question whether it's so. There's a Gemara in the very end of Cheskes Habatim when the Gemara says at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, so many Jews were killed. It was such a bloodbath. They murdered. The Romans killed so many Jews. So the Chachamim were considering making Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. We shouldn't get married and have any children. So that, what do you have to have more children that the Nazis should have more people that have more children that the Arabs should have more Jews to kill? So they decided we shouldn't have any children. Then they realized it's Exerish and Revati Bichalim Lamed Boy. A boy falls in love with a girl, they're going to get married. How can you tell the Jewish people they shouldn't get married? So they said they didn't make the Exerish, right? So they didn't make the Exerish. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean make Exerish shouldn't get married? But it's a Pasuk in the Chumash, Puravu. How can they make Exerish? Isn't it a Chumashim Pasuk? So what's the kasha? They made gzera. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Tosfos says, no, the gzera would have been, you shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter. the bare minimum of the mitzvah proof was a son and a daughter, so no one should have. I have 9 children. So you shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter and call it quits, that's all. So that Tosis obviously thinks like this Taz HaYodua. And there's a Tosis above and see also like that Taz, and his own Asher. Rather Tosis, and there are different opinions among the Balei Tosis. Is there such a klal or not? Anyway, that's what the Gemara quotes that pasuk. Beis David Dina La Boika Mishpa. So the Gemara quotes it in the second parak to indicate that by Beis David this Gzera D'Rabbanan was never instituted. Beis David is done b'donim osim. Here the Gemara quotes it for a different aspect. Why does it say Dina La Boika Mishpa? Every din Torah is in the morning. A lot of times the Rabbanim learn in the morning with their Talmidim, and then they have all the din Torah in the afternoon. Who says the din Torah has to be first thing in the morning? Dina La Boika Mishpa. You can have a din Torah all day long, not only in the morning. So why does it say laboiker? Ella, what the pasuk means to say, the pasuk in Yemen means in Borloch Adobek Aboiker Amreim in Lav Al Tamir. You should only pasken in a din Torah if it's klar v'detog in Yiddish. To say it's clear, like the sun is rising. Sometimes Ben Hashmashes, you don't know whether the sun is still shining or the sun is not shining. It's cloudy. But Baboika means the sun is shining and it's clearly daytime and it's not nighttime. So when you give a psak in a din Torah, it has to be 100% crystal clear. You shouldn't give a psak if it's not so clear. Shouldn't say Hamoitz Machaber Alavrai, I'm not sure, so let him not pay. Break your head and figure out, and yes, be sure. Don't give a psak based on a sofer. Make sure that the psak is correct. Then the next Amora has a different. He has a different mocker. And more lachachma achosayad also goes on paskening. A chacham should only pasken a shaila. A chacham should only pasken at a din Torah. In borolach adava kachoscha she asur aloch. Everybody knows you're not allowed to marry your sister, but the goyim they also know that that's incest. Most goyim know that you're not allowed to marry your sister. Okay. So you should only give up psak and baruch adova kachoscha. If it's absolutely clear, then you give up psak. You shouldn't give up psak. Well, different opinions. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Svek svek. You should give a clear psak. Shouldn't be based on svekas. Dimla v'al tamrei. Gemara's going to have more about this. Yeah. Then the Gemara says if you have a bezdin of 10 people, they're all paskening together. Asora sheyoshvim bedin. How can you have asorah? Don't we have a rule? En bezin shokol. So that's why we said there's somebody kasha. So this disciple thought that the best teretz, he quotes from the Shara Mishpat, I think. Best teretz is that klal, that pasuk that you learn out on Gimel and Beis, en bezin shokol, is only a din. It's a klal in darshaning when you're establishing what's the minimum number of dayanim that you need. But lemaisa, there is no rule that you should never have an even number of dayanim and a bezin. You can have a bezin with a din in the fashas with 24 dayanim. You can't say the minimum is 24. The minimum has to be either 23 or 25. Once you establish a minimum is 23, you can have 30. You can have 30 dayanim. A din Torah is 3. You can have 10. There's nothing wrong if you have a bezin shokel. Ein bezin shokel is in establishing the minimum number of dayanim. It's a rule in establishing the minimum number. So the Gemara has a case. There's a din Torah with 10 dayanim. Okay. And it turns out they all made a mistake. And they pasken wrong that someone has to lose a certain amount of money. So the Gemara says, they'll all be held responsible. All 10 will share in the responsibility of the mistaken psak. The Gemara says, Pshita, what's the chiddush? Of course, all 10. They were chosen to be the 10 dayanim on the case, so they should have figured it out. The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha the Talmud Yosh lefnei Rab." One of the 10 is a Talmud. So the 9 Rabbonim with the long beards, they all say one way, and the Talmud thinks that they're all wrong, and he's afraid to open his mouth. It's a not kavod haTorah to disagree with all the Rabbonim. The Gemara says, "No, kol tola b'tzaber kulam." The Talmud will also be held responsible. He'll also be punished. He should tell the Rebbe in an oifen of derech eretz, an oifen of kol, but he has the responsibility to open his mouth. That's what I had before. Lo sagur min pnei yish, lo sachnis devarecha mipnei yish. The Talmud has to say in a bekavod dikut fashion. Then the Gemara says, Rav Huna ki havi yosi dina lekame. When he had a din Torah, he used to gather together 10 talmidim. Havi machnif gathered together, machnif or maisi asora rabbanon. Rabbanon means talmidim. Beirav. Beirav is the yeshiva. Beisarav. He would always try to have 10 dayanim in a din Torah. Why? Omar, he used to say, "Kech de matye shiva mikshura." If I'm going to pass in the Din Torah all by myself wrong, so Min HaShemayim, they're going to take a big log and throw it on my head and I'm going to get killed. And if I'm going to pass in incorrectly, B'Shegik, together with another 9 people, so they're going to divide the log into 10 parts and they're going to throw a little splinter of wood at me. I won't be held so much responsible. Instead of throwing the whole log at my head and giving me a brain concussion, they'll only throw a little piece. That's called Keech de Lematye. In order that it should reach me, only Shiva Mikshura. Kshura is the beam, and the Shiva is a little splinter from the beam. Ravashi, the same Shaila, not only in Dina Mominus and in Dintura, and Hilchas Trefas also. You're paskening whether the animal is a trefa or not. So if it's a kosher animal, so the butcher sells it as kosher, he makes more money. If it's an Avela, so it's worth less money. So if you're going to pasken that it's an Avela, you're going to be mafsid the butcher. If you're going to pasken kosher and it's really treif, you're going to be machshel the public, you're in violation of Lifnei V'Lisit the Mirshel. So whenever you pasken on Hilchas Treifas, it's a responsibility. Every psak, Yalav Yavashayla, Talamot Shayla, every psak aloche is a responsibility. So Rav Huna was afraid when he would pasken on Hilchas Treifas, he was afraid, who is it? Rav Ashi. Rav Huna was the Din Torah B'Din Imamnes, yeah. Rabash Gabi Yossi Trefse Lekamein, when they had brought a Shaila with Trefse, Mach Nemaisi Lele Kula Tapche Nemasa Mechans, he would bring together all the butchers from the city, all the butchers know Hilchas Trefes. Omar, he said, Keech de Lamatyan Shiva Mikshur. In case we're passing incorrectly, they shouldn't throw the whole log at us, they should throw a little splinter at us.
The butchers would be judges?
Yeah, apparently they were Talmid HaChacham who knew Hilchas Trefes. The butchers know Hilchas Trefes. So you gather them all together to consult, to hear from everyone what they say. Yeah. Kiyosa Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, so he said the following. Dorosh Rab Nachman Bar Koin. My dichsib, Melech B'Mishpat, he's telling all the Torah from Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Melech B'Mishpat Yamin Eretz V'ish Trumas Yaharsena. The king will maintain law and order and peace in the country, and Ish Trumas will destroy. What is an Ish Trumas? So an ish trumas, a truma means a matana, a handout. A handout. So the melech will maintain law and order, and shnaris, a guy shnaring, matanas from other people, will destroy the whole society. That's the poshup shah. So the Gemara here gives an additional interpretation. If the dayan is wealthy like a melech is wealthy, shenit tzorach leklum, he knows all the halachas on his own, Tosis has two pshatim here. He knows all the halachas on his own. It's Yamid Eretz. If the dayan is a Tam Chacham, he'll maintain law and order. If him daim le koin shem b'chazah b'beis hagvans, but if he's like a koin who's a shnorer, he has to go around to beg for the little truma. He begs this farmer, begs that farmer. So if the dayan is not learning and he has to start looking up on the computer, he finds one truma and he looks in the diaper, another truma. He does not on his own from the original sources. That's how unfortunately a lot of people pass kandid in Torah. They look on the computer and they find what the Piskei Din of the Rabbanut has to say on a case. They're never going to find the exact same case. So they find a case that they think is sufficiently similar. Then Medama Milsa Le Milsa. But if you don't know the things from the original source in the Gemara, you're going to be Medama Milsa Le Milsa incorrectly. Let's say, is this the same as this? No, this is big and this is small, this is blue and this is red. It's not the same. It may be the exact same text. Just because this is big and this is small and this is blue and this is red, that's superficial. You have to look inside. This is maybe they're both Masecha Sanhedrin. When you're Medama Milsa Lemilsa, you have to know, is it Daima, is it not Daima? So a lot of times people look in the Piskei Dinim of the Rabbanut, or they use Google any Shaila on the internet, and they'll find a tshuva that has absolutely nothing to do with the case. They'll think it's Daima B'Daima. It's not. You have to know how to be Medama Milsa Lemilsa. So that's what the Gemara says. If the dayan is daima lemelech, the melech is a rich man. He doesn't have to come on to anybody else's help. So if the dayan knows how to learn on his own, yamid eretz, then it's a good dayan. He's going to maintain law and order. The ish trumas, but if the dayan has to schnorr a little bit from him, doesn't know how to figure out the din on his own, yarsen is going to destroy the country. So that's one pshat. That's what Taisus says. Then Taisus says, amiyu, the top Taisus. Amiyu, in the last perik in Ksubas, perik Yud Gimel in Ksubas, the Gemara says, it means, is the dayan looking for a handout? There are a lot of bati dinim in the New York area. They're just looking for money, for bribe, for sheichat. So whoever gives them you have Reuben and Shimon. So whoever gives them the sheichat, they'll pass in their favor. So if the dayan is daima lemelech, he doesn't need anybody's money. He's an independent. He's independent and wealthy, or he's not interested in taking their money. So that's melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. The dayan who doesn't look out for money, he'll give a good psak. However, ish truma is if the dayan is looking out for handout, he's going to destroy everything. He's going to paskin in favor of that baldin who's going to give him the more shoychat. Who's ever going to give him more favors? He'll paskin in his favor. So those are the two pshatim that the Tosfos have in the Gemara. But the Dama Lamalach means Dama Lamalach, he doesn't need anybody else's assistance in figuring out the psak. The Dama Lamalach means he's wealthy and he doesn't need anybody's money, so he's not going to take any shaykhat. The Gemara tells the story, the Bein Nisi Ukma Dain Adalo HaBigomer, they once appointed a Dain who was not learned. So the first day the Dain was appointed, so they told, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have loudspeakers, and the Rabbanim were soft-spoken people, so they couldn't expect them to give a shiur for a few hundred people on their own. So they used to whisper the shiur to a Meturgamon. The Meturgamon was a professional speaker. He was a public speaker. He would say over in his own words whatever the rabbi said. So when they appointed this new dayan who was not learned, so the Rabbanim said to Yehuda ben Achmeni, who happened to be the Meturgamon over Ish Lakish, whenever Ish Lakish would give a shiur, he would whisper softly to this Yehuda ben Tema. What was his name? Yehuda ben Achmeni. Yehuda ben Achmeni would say it over in public. So they asked him, you be the Meturgamon today for the new dayan. We're going to have him say a shiur. So he bent over and he's waiting for the dayan to open his mouth to say something. The dayan didn't know what to say. Parshas Noach, he has nothing to say on Parshas Noach. Sanhedrin Daf Ches, has nothing to say. So he didn't say anything. So the Meturgamon saw he's dealing with an Amharit. So he started quoting the Pasuk in Navi, that when you make an Avodah Zorah, you make an idol of wood. So you tell the idol, please speak. Say something. The idol is not going to talk. Haimala Eitz, Hakitza, wake up. Or you have an Evan, you take a stone and you make it into a Getchke, you make it into an Avodah Zorah. And you say, Uri, like a Oimala Eitz, Hakitza, Haimala Evan, Uri, wake up. Uri Doimim. Hu Yare, he's going to paskin what? He's going to say, the Avodah Zorah doesn't have any, it's fancy, it has gold and silver on the outside, the pestle, the Avodah Zorah, but it has no ruach, it's dead. So that's what the Meturgamon was making fun of, this new dayan whom the Reish Galusa had just, or the Nesiya, had just appointed. He didn't know how to learn, so he couldn't tell him any shiur. So he says, you appointed a dayan who's like a getchka, like an Avodah Zorah, has no ruach. That's a serious aver. Where do you have Netei Ashera? Ashera means Avodah Zorah. Where? How do you come up to make such a statement? Because in Chumash Dvarim, Yidarshan Smuchim, the Gemara beginning of Yevamah says, and the other Chumashim, you don't necessarily Darshan Smuchim, Chumash Dvarim you do. So the Pasuk says, one Pasuk next to the other, Shavtam Shantit Lecha, Asit Lecha Ashera Kaleitz. You should appoint Dayanim, Hamad as Dayanim, but you shouldn't violate Asit Lecha Ashera. So Ashera means Ashera is Avodah Zorah. So if you appoint a dayan who's not Roy Lakach, it's like being like one who is Noteya Ashera B'Yisrael. Yeah. The Pasuk L'Asita Loch Ashera has another level of interpretation, which is accepting Laloch. And not only you're not allowed to make an Ashera Shel Avodah Zorah, you're not allowed to plant any trees, you're not allowed to make any wooden structures in the whole Harabais. That's another din. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra Ashera means Avodah Zorah. Okay, so we better run to Mincha. Okay, tomorrow is Thursday. We should go Baita?
Parsha.
What?
Everything in Parsha on Shabbos.
That's what I thought. I'm giving. How many people are going to be here for Shabbos? Most of the Chevra is going to be here, so I should finish the Agarata tomorrow. I didn't do Bereshit. Okay. We'll consider it. Bereshit and Noach together. Okay.
How do you do? Is he saying that the Chazal didn't
like them? Oh, thank you so much.